Hello, podcast listeners. This is a quick intro to William explaining what he went through when he came to our office. Realize with his situation, like many others, a lot of people are not told to go to a chiropractor. And what we do is different than medical doctors, since we take the x-ray now, so we look at the x-rays. Our care is based on getting people healthier, meaning moving more, getting stronger, more flexible. And overall, with that sense, and William will talk about this, how he became more confident, less anxious, and less stressed based on his work environment, and also to getting off the medication. All right, so let's do a quick talk with Mr. William, and I'll see you afterwards. This is William. He's gonna tell his story of what he first came in with and what he's feeling after about 2 months of care. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good morning. I'm calling, just talking about what my situation here with the chiropractor. I had a situation. I came here with my back. I had a bad top shoulder pain on the right, left side. I came in here and told them my situation. They wasted no time. The staff, everybody's been great. They took an x-ray of my shoulder, my back, and my spine, and gave me the results, what's going on. Day one, everything was a mess. Explained to me, Dr. Tony told me what was going on. This is the deal. I'm gonna get you fixed. And I kind of said, well, we'll see how it goes. So it was up to me. Which he gave me all the exercises, all the information I had to be doing, had to be done. And I went with that. And you know what? I'm here now explaining myself. Improvements from before to now. I mean, my hats are off to this group here. This group is really great. I can't complain and say anything else about it, but they've really done miracles for me. And I'm back to myself again. No more pain, stress-free. I'm back to running, I'm back to jogging, I'm back to doing my daily routine. And like I said, once you get sick, come in, do what you got to do, and I'm sure you get the right, you get the right medicine and the right care.
And with when you came in too, what were you doing before you came into chiropractic care? How did you deal with the pain? What was your your health experience with your medical doctor?
Well, I went by medical doctor. My medical doctor kept telling me, William, you're okay, just do stretches, you're fine. And I said to myself, no, there's something wrong causing my blood pressure to go up. I have that pain in the back. And I said to myself, I got to get some, secondhand help. So what I did is I looked in the reviews, took advantage of it, gave him a call, first day, right away, come on in, William. Came in, took advantage of the situation, got all the information Dr. Tone gave it to me. I went back to my physician, told him, look, doctor, this is a deal. This is what I'm going through. He says, oh, wow, it's a muscle spasm. I said, you could have told me that from a long time ago, but now I'm getting the help I need, so I'm not even going to my physician. I'm doing what I got to do here with, the chiropractor and making it happen. But now I'm feeling great, like I said. I'm avoiding all that medical help, so now it's all about chiropractic help, and that's the best.
That's part of it, too. And with your care, you mentioned before the blood pressure stuff. What else were you dealing with besides the pain in the neck? What else other issues were you having besides the blood pressure?
I was having eating problems, stress. I think it was, I was stressing more because of the situation on my back, my neck, my lower back, which I had no idea. I was thinking worse things, heart, blood clot, aneurysm. I didn't get a second opinion. It could have been your back. And here yet again, I was, having my grandkids crack my back, step on my back, which was the wrong way to have it done. So, I finally came, like I said, chiropractic work does really relieve my blood pressure. It's been great. My eating habits are back to normal. My weight gain's right where I want it to be, and I'm under control once again.
Perfect.
My own situation.
Good deal. Let's go over your x-rays too while we have a chance.
Great.
Let's go over this real quick. Let's turn this thing on. Here is a normal x-ray on the right. You can see the spacing in here too between the vertebrae are fine, the smooth curve in there too. And William, what's your first x-ray show of your lower back? What do you see?
It looks really tight, really bad, really bad.
Where?
Right at the lower, there's no gaps.
Right about there?
Right at the back, right.
Exactly. Okay, right about there?
That's where the, yes, exactly.
And now your new x-ray about 2 months later, how does that look?
That looks awesome. That's great. That's opened up more. It's given me more flexibility to where I can do and control what I have to be done.
That's all it comes down to. I think with the x-ray improvement, with you changing your lifestyle, with the overall body getting better, and you actually doing things, how much medication you take now?
I'm not taking nothing at all.
Wow, so no drugs at all?
No drugs. Okay. The only thing I'm taking is just my high blood pressure medicine. For the pain,
yes.
I wasn't taking nothing at all. I wanted to see how much I can tolerate the pain before I took something, because I had no idea where I was going to stand. If I took any kind of medication, that's just going to numb it up and not give me a bird's eye view of where I stand.
Fantastic.
So when I came here with Dr. Tony, I told him I have not taken any medication. I don't want any medication because I need to get this problem solved.
Fantastic. Anything else, William?
No, I just want to say to everybody out there watching the video that, you know, if you have any situations with your back, or if you don't know, if you're having problems, get second opinion. Go to your primary doctor, see what he has to say. But then yet again, there's also parts in our backs, our bodies, that have something to do with our body.
It all comes down to, I think, when you say penhinian, see a chiropractor, because we're not going to give medication. We're going to make sure, if possible, can we take an x-ray, see what's going on inside the spine. Then from there, add stretches, add a routine so you can stay healthy on your own, especially the work that you do. Some people are desk jockeys for one, two, instead of desk and use your brain all day. Some people do physical labor. Based on the stresses on your life, get yourself healthy and make sure you maintain a normal routine so you can stay healthy, right?
Right, like from day one, Dr. Tony told me to do my exercises. I mean, I give sacrifice. I wake up at 4 a.m. I give myself time to do all my exercises, and it's hard dedication. You know, it's up to you, the person yourself. It's up to yourself to do it. From day one I took it, you know, this is kind of it. You know, I don't know what I can do after this. And from that time, from June, I started doing exercises, everything he told me to do. And it's more and more now. Every time I came, he gave an exercise to do. I did it. 1, 2, 3. Did exactly what he told me. And now I'm going to add more exercises, which is more, it's more better for me. I mean, I'm happy now. I'm going to be working out more than, you know, I've ever had before.
Well, now that you've seen your spine action improve, now you know you can actually do more things without causing more of an injury, which is great too.
Correct.
Right on.
Correct. Now, we don't also need to just be lifting weights.
Exactly.
There's also other methods of exercise to get your body and your spine in shape.
Especially flexibility too, right?
Flexibility
Huge.
Is a big part of this situation.
Stretching.
In my path, yes.
Because I don't recommend wearing yoga pants because it may not be your style, but make sure you're doing the stretch so your lower body stays healthy. All right? Thanks for the interview. Thanks for the testimonial, and we'll see you next time.
Hope and William's talk you understood. He stopped his medical care because it wasn't not working for him. He chose voluntarily to see a chiropractor, found us online through our reviews, and understand through our x-ray analysis, his treatment plan was based on getting things objectively stronger, his x-rays improved, and his body healthier. Now, going from someone being told by his medical doctor to be very careful, don't do anything, take some time off of work, he took 2 months off of work and did nothing, that made him more anxious and weaker, so when he went back to work, his body actually was worse. We've done the reverse. We've gotten him stronger, more flexible, more confident, and also higher self-esteem. So now he knows even if he's sore, he won't go all the way backwards. He'll actually be healthier in the long run, be healthier internally too, and neurologically and hormonally. So the overall body is still changing, still getting stronger, but in the meantime, his body feels great. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this little talk with Mr. William. And thank you for all the reviews and comments on our Facebook, our Crooked Spine Facebook for 1-2. We appreciate all those and love all your feedback, all right? Have a great day and see you next episode.